Morning, you're listening to 98.1 Triple M. Todd hanging out with you this morning. Hey, look, it's been a rough go this year. There has been a lot going on. Obviously, we had the fires and COVID has swept through the entire country, and it has affected people mentally. I mean, honestly, how couldn't it? And we're lucky that we've got a lot of local support, especially right here in Geraldton. And on the line with me now is Paula Bramberidge, Executive of Individualized Services for Helping Minds. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you today?
Good. It's a mouthful. What does that mean?
Oh, well, it is a mouthful, absolutely. So Helping Minds, we're basically a support agency that work with people that have mental health challenges. And we have an individualised services team, and I guess the majority of our work is done supporting people with the NDIS, and that's the National Disability Insurance Scheme. So new way of working and new way of supporting people where they can get individualised plans and individualised funding to meet their mental health needs.
Okay. Has that been, a major issue in the past where they've just tried to fit everyone in the same box, I guess?
Yeah, I guess previously, you know, our previous models, I guess, for funding mental health support has been through sort of block funding, where, you know, organisations get a lump sum and provide a service. So you either fit that criteria or you don't. And I think with the NDIS, it's really designed for people to have ultimate choice and control over their funding and what their supports look like.
Okay. So are you able to walk us through, like, what a kind of process would be to help someone?
Absolutely. Look, it can be a really overwhelming process. As you can appreciate, it's a government-funded scheme. So there's generally a fair bit of paperwork to get through in the first instance. And we certainly find that people need support just to get through that process. So with Helping Minds in Geraldton, at the moment, we do have support to actually help people apply to be actually to get onto the NDIS, if you like. And then once they get a plan, we can then help them link into what services they need. So it's a fairly simple process from an individual's perspective, as long as they can have that support, I guess, to understand all those steps that they need to walk through.
Yeah, okay. And obviously, you're going to have a great team running all this. So tell us
about
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So in Geraldton particularly, we have people that provide the role of a support coordinator. So once a person gets a plan, they can basically help them to link them into all those services. We've also got a team of very experienced support workers who all have mental health experience and mental health training, and they can actually provide those day-to-day supports. And really the whole focus of the NDIS and that support is around building people's capacity to live independently and to live the life they choose to live. So it's very much individually catered for, whether that be that they just want to focus on, you know, getting out and about in the community, building those social connections with people, or it might be around sort of daily living skills. So helping them to manage their household or look for accommodation or whatever that looks like for them, the support workers and the support coordinators are there to help them with that.
Fantastic. I'm talking with Paula from Helping Minds. Paula, I'm sure there's people listening who are going to give you guys a call and look for help themselves or know someone who is seeking help. So what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
Absolutely. So the best way to contact us is through our head office in Perth, and that's on 9427 7100. Oh, we also have our website, which is just helpingminds.org.au. And here in Geraldton, they're more than welcome to pop into our office, which is on Durlacker Street.
It's Durlacker Street.
Yeah, and they just across from the IGA, so it's nice and handy. And absolutely welcome to pop in, have a chat with our staff there, and they can certainly head them in the right direction.
Oh, fantastic. Doing great work, Paula, and everyone else over at Helping Minds. I appreciate you giving me the time to have a chat this morning. Anything else you want to mention before we wrap things up?
No, look, thank you very much for your time, and I guess we're building our team in Geraldton, and we're here to support, you know, everyone that's living in Geraldton and also surrounding towns. So absolutely, make contact and we'll try and make this as easy as possible for you.